This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NCS 51, that I'm telling you, that website is starting to rock now. That's the transitional website for New California. So visit that, ncs51.com. We're going to be populating more and more features for you to see what is really truly going on in the New California State movement. Which, by the way, I just want to say that I want to thank all the listeners who are calling. We're playing some reruns, and yes, that's because we were traveling. We're down in Orange County. An absolutely blow out town hall in Orange County. The people are ready. They're ready for a new state. They just want to get rid of this old one. This old one, especially with Gavin Newsom, who's out there doing mass extortion now. They're so desperate for cash, mass extortion. And we got a story to back it all up, too. And it's not even Chris Street's story. It's kind of funny. People are taking the lead from Chris Street and New California State to basically break out and say, you know what, this guy is stealing federal funds. That's what he's doing. He's absolutely stealing federal funds. And, of course, I guess it's going to be the clarion call pretty soon for Gavin Newsom. So if you feel like you're oppressed in California, if you feel like you always have to have a mask on to go anywhere, even if it's the toilet, you're correct. You do. Because the dictator says so. He says so. He's large and in charge. And by the way, we have some more breaking information on how large and in charge the dictator really absolutely is not, but he pretends to be. But, you know, the more we resist, the better it is. I mean, our nature is to resist the dictator. So if he tells you to put on a mask, do not put on a mask. I'm telling you, it's not good for people. I mean, these masks are just not good for people. You know, I was in a place, there's a number of places that people are just so paranoid about masks. And you don't have a mask on. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just absolutely. They just do not understand basic biology, number one. How it shows me how truly ignorant people are. I have to say that, my fellow Americans. Don't be so ignorant. Don't be so gullible. You know, do not be so gullible. Because you're just eroding your own civil rights by complying, openly complying to these the dictates of a dictator. And you know he's a dictator. He's taken away, to many people, he's taken away their First Amendment right to, guess what, freedom of religion. And it's okay. Now you have freedom. You can't associate with anybody. No, I mean, the whole First Amendment is out the window because they want to control you. That's all this is. It's all about the setup for the kill. And, of course, what have they done to our economy about all this stuff? So, anyway, don't wear the mask. Do not wear the mask. And I know that they're threatening. Listen, businesses, we understand. I did have a chance to talk to several business owners that had they were enforcing everything they possibly could about the mask at all times because they were afraid that somebody from the health department would come in and fine them, you know, put them out of business and make them stop and fine them $10,000. Listen. They are desperate for cash, and they will do anything to get cash from you. Do not pay fines. The fines are illegal. They're unconstitutional. Keep your businesses open, all of you, collectively. Stop this nonsense. These are the edicts of a dictator who has no legal authority to shut you down. None. But, you know, it's an extortion racket in the sense that if they start collecting these $10,000 fines for each violation, man, what could they do with that cash? Can they apply it to the $125 billion that they owe right now that they're in debt for? I don't think so. Won't even come close. It's a massive extortion scheme. Of course, this is what they do anyway. They perfect these extortion schemes, right? They do so with the health department, now the highway patrol, a team of hit teams, I guess you can say, 10 different state agencies out here that they've weaponized to take your money, to destroy your business. Well, it's not working for me. I can tell you one thing. I'm enjoying my Agenda 21 Radio coffee right now. And boy, do I need it. This is, believe it or not, my first cup this morning. This you get me on the first cup this morning. Sorry. But I'll tell you, we great things happened over the last couple of days for New California. I'll get into some of the details on that a little bit later in the show. But we got a lot of other things to talk about. You know, the whole left, if you will, they're just all collectively going, hey, we're going to keep this whole state, the whole nation, all my states, and everything closed down until, you know, after the election. We know we're going to kill this whole thing off and kill business and kill our economy. You know, that's the other thing, right? Kill the economy. Well, you know, one of the things I'm greeted with right away in the morning news, I've gotten several different lead-in parts, and we're definitely going to talk about the Chris Street angle. The guy, I'll tell you, the guy is just stirring up so much trouble. It's a wonderful thing. Anyway, I have not seen this clip, but I was captivated by it when I heard about it early this morning. Yes, I was up earlier this morning because, you know, we have to work and get things done. Anyway, Trump tells Hannity that Hannity, Seattle cleaned up chop only after being warned feds were coming. And that is, you remember, a couple of days ago, he was telling chop, he was telling Chaz, he was telling the Seattle mayor and the police chief, you either clean it up or I'm coming in. No, he means it. Now, I wonder where else he can use that kind of terminology. Perhaps it's California. Shocking. Shocking, right? Anyway, so Trump tells the mayor and the governor out there, clean it up or I'm coming. And, of course, everybody's, oh, my God, you can't do that. And, of course, they get all the critics out and all the skeptics out, and then they get the experts out, and the experts say, yeah, he can't do that. He absolutely can do that, and that's exactly what he was actually doing that. So Trump on violence in liberal cities brainwashed Joe Biden in response to COVID crisis and Supreme Court rulings. That's what this little clip is supposed to be about. We'll see how clippish it is and what it is actually about. It should last just a couple minutes. But Trump claimed in an exclusive interview in Fox Hannity Thursday that the White House had notified Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin, that it would send federal forces to dismantle the infamous shop.
Is President Donald Trump from the White House tonight? Mr. President, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. And how good is Mark?
Mark's on fire tonight. There's no doubt about it.
He's on fire.
That's why I call him the great one. I want to start. We have an election in 117 days, Mr. President. And, you know, your campaign came out with an ad. The issue of law and order and safety and security are now key in this country. We'll go over Joe Biden's comments, but your campaign released this ad. It's, I'm of the view that nobody pursues happiness if you're not safe and secure. Let's roll tape.
You have reached the 911 police emergency line. Due to defunding of the police department, we're sorry, but no one is here to take your call. If you're calling to report a rape, please press 1. To report a murder, press 2. To report a home invasion, press 3. For all other crimes, leave your name and number, and someone will get back to you. Our estimated wait time is currently 5 days. Goodbye.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Mr. President, I'm going to read the comments of Joe Biden, if I may. He said, surplus military equipment for law enforcement. By the way, they used it in Ferguson and Baltimore. They don't need that. The last thing you need is an up-armored Humvee coming into a neighborhood. I haven't noticed that. It's like a military invading. They don't know anybody. They've become the enemy.
Well, Joe Biden speaks. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce
our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, Trump on violence in liberal cities, and this is and we're not going to play the whole thing because it's way too long. We actually do have a radio show ahead of us. Anyway, this was some good stuff, though. We started off with a commercial about from the Trump campaign and kind of just ripping a new one to Biden. I think I'll replay this whole thing and see if I can get it to work right. Doesn't want to work, obviously. Of course, we can't get it to work right. Anyway, so Donald Trump absolutely smacks it out of the park in this interview. And I've heard of only parts, but I haven't heard the whole thing. I do have to admit that. It's really long, so you know you have to hear these things in a cut-up form, at least I do, because of the way it is. You know, you just can't do all this stuff that you want to try and get out there and get done. So Hannity is starting to interview him here, and it's interesting. They run this commercial. I'm going to play it from the beginning with the commercial. How's that? We'll try that. Here we go. So go. Here we go.
And how good is Mark?
Mark's on fire tonight. There's no doubt about it.
He's on fire.
That's why I call him the great one. I want to start... We have an election in 117 days, Mr. President, and, you know, your campaign came out with an ad. The issue of law and order and safety and security are now key in this country.
We'll go over
Joe Biden's comments, but your campaign released this ad. I'm of the view that nobody pursues happiness if you're not safe and secure. Let's roll tape.
You have reached the 911 police emergency line. Due to defunding of the police department, we're sorry, but no one is here to take your call. If you're calling to report a rape, please press 1. To report a murder, press 2. To report a home invasion, press 3. For all other crimes, leave your name and number, and someone will get back to you. Our estimated wait time is currently 5 days. Goodbye.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Wow. You know, they got that commercial. There's a meme that was going around, an audio meme that was going around. Back in the day when I was even in education, it was from Australia, and it said, you know, if you'd call the school, and you'd call the school number after hours, and it said, thank you for calling JJJJJT school. And if you're worried about where your student is, press 1. If your student hasn't come home, press 2. If your dog ate your student's homework, press 3. And I mean, it gets just more hysterical about 20 things that go on with the, you know, you'd think about kids and excuses and stuff. I think that's pretty much where that came from. It's a great job though, great commercial. Anyway, so the president comes in, claims in an exclusive interview with Fox Sanity that the White House had notified Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan that it would send federal troops to dismantle the infamous CHOP protest zone, but local police went in before we got there. See, he can do this. A lot of people, you know, this whole thing that was going on with the Pentagon not wanting to engage with troops, and they were going to declare the Insurrection Act, because that's really kind of a cool thing, the Insurrection Act. At least we want it declared. And I say it's a cool thing for the president. It's miserable for the people that are suffering into the reasons why he has to do something like that. George Bush did that in the 92, in the infamous Rodney King 92 riots in Los Angeles. That was a clear case where the president declared insurrection that had gone on all throughout the Los Angeles basin after the police officers were acquitted for the horrific beatdown of Rodney King. Now, and of course, Rodney King was Rodney King was a criminal. I want history to reflect this. He was high on a number of different types of drugs at the time when this whole thing went down, and he was not complying with them. Now, that's a fact. That's a fact. It looks ugly, and it is ugly, and no one wants to see that. But the fact is, he was a big man who was not complying, and it was taking a lot of guys to tame him, and they finally did. So, but the video that was shown, some guy got up and started shooting some, I think, 8mm film of the thing, and that's where it all kind of got started. Police work looks ugly, right? It looks ugly. Anyway, he goes on. Trump goes on and says, "We are going in. We were going in, and we were going in very soon." Trump said on Hannity, "We let them know that all of a sudden they didn't want that, so they went in before we got there. But we were going in very shortly, very soon, and we wouldn't take we would have taken the chop back very easily. But they went in, and frankly, the people just gave up. They were tired." They had been at it for a long period of time. And, of course, that's the fatigue factor of protesting. Because if you've ever sat around with protest, now I've never really done any kind of major protesting. I've been a product of the 60s and 70s and was around it and saw it and looked at it more from an intellectual standpoint, like, why are they doing this? And it was very, very interesting. Even today, you can see those protesters that are the most sincere, that really believe in the cause, it's a very small minority, and they're the ones usually controlling the strings, just like it was with the Marxists during the time in the 60s. You know, the Bill Ayers, that sort of thing. Those guys, you know, friends of Peter McLaren, you know, the guy down there at Chapman University in Orange, California. Bill Ayers, his good buddy. You know, he hangs around with, I bet you guys didn't know that. The guy's a professor down there in Chapman. We're going to talk about him. Shocking about the little terrorist that he is. He's not little, he's pretty old. Lives in a very interesting place, I might add. Anyway, that's where all the grooming went on for Ocasio-Cortez, Chapman University. I bet you guys didn't know that. Oh, yeah. I want to get some more of this because I want to hear what... I haven't heard the whole thing. I think I told you that. It's pretty chopped up.
Mr. President, I'm going to read the comments of Joe Biden, if I may. He said, surplus military equipment for law enforcement. By the way, they used it in Ferguson and Baltimore. They don't need that. The last thing you need is an up-armored Humvee coming into a neighborhood. I haven't noticed that. It's like a military invading. They don't know anybody. They've become the enemy. They're supposed to be protecting the people. Then asked about funding. Do you agree we can redirect the funding? Absolutely. Okay. Mr. President, I would argue that no American could be happy if they're not safe and secure or pursue happiness without safety and security.
Well, I agree with that 100%. And we need safety. We need security. We can't defund our police. And we can't abolish our police. They want to abolish our police. And as far as the surplus equipment, I've given out hundreds of millions of dollars. This is stuff that was sitting in storage houses all over the country. It wasn't even old, but it was never going to be used again. It was gathering dust, and I gave it out to all of our police forces all over the country. Saved many, many police lives, and many lives, I think, period. It was really, a lot of it was protective equipment, and I know that President Obama and Biden didn't want to give it out. They thought it was terrible to give it out. It made the police look too strong, and I gave it out, and I have been thanked by every police department.
Mr. President, while the Summer of Love zone turned into a shooting zone, and I'm going to run some videotape. One is a man shot while walking a six-year-old girl in the Bronx in New York, assassinated in broad daylight.
Unbelievable.
Another, a gunman opened fire in a Bronx apartment building. Then I'll show...
Guy jumps out of a car.
On this very show, live, our own Steve Harrigan interviewing protesters that took over a city block in Atlanta. That resulted in the death of an eight-year-old girl 2 weeks later. You see what's happening. Shootings up. Violent crime is up. Murder is up. You know, 130% shootings up in New York City. You see the statistics in Chicago every weekend. How do you react to that?
Well, first of all, New York City is not recognizable. Crime is way up. Shootings are way up. Murder is way up. It's just unbelievable. Chicago, what's going on in Chicago, and we are looking at it very seriously because we're going to have to do something. We've asked them, you know, we're really supposed to be asked to come in and help the federal government, and we have the greatest people in the world, and we can solve it. But we're supposed to be asked, so the mayor or the governor of Illinois should be asking, but they don't want to ask. And you look every weekend, and every week in Chicago, it's just numbers that are not believable. Atlanta's starting to have some problems. So we're ready to act, and at some point we may have to act anyway. We may have to do it sooner rather than later.
Let's talk about the issue of acting. I had a source that told me, I was not able to confirm it, that one of the reasons that the Seattle mayor finally acted is that they were given a notice that if they didn't act, that you were going to. Is there any truth to that?
100%. We were going in. We were going in very soon. We let them know that, and they didn't want that. So they went in before we got there, but we were going in very shortly, very soon, and we would have taken the chop, I call it chop. We would have taken it back very easily, but they went in, and frankly, the people just gave up. They were tired. They had it for a long period of time, but because of the fact that we were going to go in. Now, if you look at Minneapolis, after 4 or 5 days of horror, we called them. We said, you got to get out the National Guard. We insisted that they do it. When the National Guard finally got out, they walked through it like a knife goes through butter. That was the end of their problem. That was it. It was a great job done by the National Guard. And, we were all set to go into Seattle. Frankly, I looked forward to it.
Mr. President, Joe Biden was vice president for 8 years. Barack Obama's hometown is Chicago. Every weekend, we get these statistics. Lawrence Jones, who is our 2020 reporter on this program, actually interviewed the father. He lost a 7-year-old little girl. I don't know how you recover from something like that. Biden and Barack Obama, President Obama, Vice President Biden, they barely ever talked about the violence in Barack Obama's hometown. What specifically can you do? I know you've offered to help New York City. I know you've offered to help Chicago.
Listen to this, all you new Illinoisans.
I know you did help Minneapolis and you did help D.C. But when they keep refusing your help, what are your options?
So first of all, I saw the interview, and he's a lovely man. I spoke to him at length and with his friend, who's a great guy, too.
Horace Lorenzo Anderson, yes, sir. His son killed.
I actually invited them down to the White House at some point when they get, adjusted, because it is so tough. I mean, what he's going through is so tough. And he was treated very badly. They didn't even tell him what had happened, when it had happened. Very sad thing. But I did speak to him, and I had a great but very sad conversation. And so he'll be coming down when he's ready. He'll be coming down to the White House. I will say, look, they have to be tough. They have to be smart. What's going on there? And, the Chicago police is terrific. The New York police, New York's finest, they're just not being allowed to do their job. They don't want to do anything because they'll end up with lots of bad things happening to them. They're not letting them do the job. And I dealt a lot with Mayor de Blasio. I was very nice to Mayor de Blasio. I got him ventilators when he needed them. I got him hospital help when he needed it. I got him everything he needed. I got him the gowns. I got him the masks. I got him everything, the shields. I got that man everything. I spoke to him many times. He couldn't have been nicer. And then he throws a big Black Lives Matter sign right down in the middle of Fifth Avenue. And all merchants along Fifth Avenue are furious. They're furious. And the whole city is furious. The city is a city that's enraged. And it was almost a test, Sean, but I was so good to him and to Governor Cuomo like nobody's ever been good. And all you end up doing out of that place is get prosecuted and have a lot of trouble. So New York is not the place that it was. Everyone's leaving. They're moving to Florida. They're moving to other places. It's very sad, actually, to see what happened.
To be honest, I'm the only idiot that stays here. I need to get my contract changed so I can get the hell out of here myself, to be honest. You know, in 1984, the question came up, especially after the first debate President Reagan had at the time with Walter Mondale, the age question. Let me play a montage of, let's say, not some of the finest moments of Joe Biden, and I want your reaction, and the question will be, does he have the mental alertness? Does he have the strength and stamina? What I believe is the hardest job in the world. It's not.
Well, I'm going to stop it right there because I want to go back. It's amazing what happens when the president starts to move. And he's starting to move. There's no doubt about it. There's going to be changes. from this president going forward, and you're going to see some things you never thought you'd ever see. And, you know, wake up, Chicago. You know, there's a new Illinois going on out there, and you might find yourself, Chicago, your own state. That's right. You might find that there's a new state. Well, the old state is Chicago, and the new Illinois is, of course, guess what, the rest of the state. You might be limited to a few counties, obviously, because you're very urbanized there. But a little tip is if the new Illinoisans are here and they're being looked at, and you know they are a viable answer to your problems, they'll just split off and form another state. They'll probably be state number 52, because state number 51, New California, get it? So you form yourself a new little state there and have a state. It'll be a Democratic state, clearly. It'll be a Democratic state, won't it? So it would have 53 states at that point in time. It's 52. Got to do my. I don't want to overcount the Democratic states, right? I can't do that. But there probably would be some place in which you'd get Puerto Rico in there. Yeah, you follow the Constitution. I know everybody's trying to not follow the Constitution. Of course, we have this thing going on right now. We now have CalExit out here, where California is now officially going to get something on the ballot about breaking away from and seceding from the Union. Right, they want to form a confederacy, just like the Confederacy of 1861. Have we called it right on with the new California state movement about timing and everything else? And I mean, it's just perfect timing. Right. I mean, seriously, the alternative is here. It's just like 1861 when we had the revolution. Of course, what is driving all that? Well, of course, the Chi-Coms are really driving a lot of it. And so the cartels and Nancy Pelosi and her ilk clearly are doing that. I mean, you have to, all the Democrats, they want to break up California. Sure, because it's so resource rich. They'll be able to sell off what they need to sell off, basically. You don't think they're ever going to bother paying back their debt, right, California? That's not in the plans, I'm telling you. They're not going to pay any debt off. They're going to start and walk away. That's if they secede. Of course, we won't let them do that now, will we? No, we're going to form a new state called New California. So it was interesting, though, a reference to Horace Lorenzo Anderson Sr., talking about his son on Hannity. That was back in June. Jeez, can you believe this is already July? The election will be upon us in no time. We've got a lot of things we got to do. Anyway, but you can that interview was just gut-wrenching. We played pretty much the whole interview. We just couldn't break away from it. And the father just sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. And, you know, no one called him. No one called him. And this is the saddest thing. No one called him from any entity at all in Seattle. And he was going down to hospitals. He was trying to find out where his son was. He heard that he heard from other friends of his son that he'd been shot in the CHOP place. Right? And so he's frantic. He's going to hospital. Finally finds where his son is located. They wouldn't even let him see him. And then, of course, he passes away, and they still won't let him see him. He still, to this day, apparently, hasn't seen his son's body. I don't even know if there's been a funeral. This is already, what, the 10th of July. So he has an interview with Hannity, and it's just the most gut-wrenching thing. And, by the way, who calls him? Who calls him? I mean, you talk about a winnable moment here. This is an absolute winnable moment. A time you can hit a grand slam walk-off home run, and Donald Trump calls him, hits the grand slam, and guess what? It's buried by Fox News, the article. You knew it wasn't even going to appear in the mainstream media. And, of course, everybody's hanging on to the Fox. Oh, the Fox News are with us. No, they're not. So it's up there for about maybe 15 to 20 minutes. I just so happened to have been monitoring the screen. It was on the top, above the fold, right there, smack dab is the story, about this whole thing and about Donald Trump calling him. And then about 15 minutes later, it's gone. It's gone. You can't have too much credit being given to the president, especially at such a touching, heroic moment like that. I mean, it really made the president look like the hero that he is. Shocking. He fulfilled the prophecy, didn't he? He is a hero. yet Fox News was gutless to try and put it out there. I was kind of surprised they let the president be on with Hannity. Of course, Hannity's, you know, one of the top-rated shows in all of television, so is Tucker Carlson. So there was really kind of a little... Is it, you know, I'm not ripping on Fox or anything, but it's very, very clear that they have a completely different attitude towards this election. They're kind of like all in on the chop chaz and all that other stuff. Doesn't seem that way. I talked to many people this weekend when the Fox News thing came up. They were all, listen, they're keenly aware. I'll tell you, the people that are coming to the New California State Movement are just amazing folks. We had a really good time down in Orange County. Well, we have some more good ones coming up, too. So we have a lot of, the movement is alive and well and getting better and stronger and stronger and stronger every single day. So you might want to find yourself getting on board with the whole thing. Anyway, so we've taken up too much time, I think, with this, but I just wanted you to hear the president and his sentiments and where this whole thing went last night with Hannity. And like I said, I was doing a lot of traveling and could hear it choppily through the car, and some of the stuff that was going on. Just wanted to share it with you. Okay, so the other things that are happening, though, that I think are really important that we're going to be talking about, is we're starting to see now in New York the breakup, how de Blasio and Cuomo went from Democratic allies to bitter rivals in New York in a minute, or in New York minute. This is one of the things. This was bound to come. We're not going to cover the story. We're going to let this one simmer and go on. But keep in mind, liberal state, liberal city. Chicago, liberal city and not so liberal of a state. We know that New Illinois actually is, or that Illinois as a state as a whole is very conservative, except for Chicago. Yeah, the urban center. That's the problem. And then you have other places like California and Oregon and Washington State. And New Jersey. Something happened in New Jersey. We're going to check that one out. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio, a little name dropping going on here. This Governor Gnomes from, if a week ago, I think the world was just stunned when the good governor of South Dakota shows up. And she gives this just incredible speech. I mean, it was presidential. I mean, it was presidential-esque, you know. And I'm sitting here thinking, man, what? Who's this? And, of course, it's a beautiful Gnomes. You know, she's quite the little governor, you know. Anyway, she's a former rancher. She's got all kinds of credentials. She's pulled some really, really good stuff going on out there in South Dakota. And she makes this just brilliant speech. And I said to myself, that's a presidential person right there. I did say that. I said that. So naturally, I started poking around. And when I poke around, I usually poke in the right places. So I did poke around, and I poked in the right places. And someone said that, now this is breaking news, I think, from the most people. I've sat on it until today, because today is the time, your time is up moment for her. Because my understanding is she's been offered the vice presidency to run alongside Donald J. Trump. Oh, is that breaking news, you think? Well, I mean, you know, could that speech, we'll play it later, but could that speech have been the tryout? I'm serious. Could that have been the tryout for her in front of the president, in front of a national audience? When she just gets up there and bangs it out, they're like, wow, like she is the president. She's large and in charge. I mean, that it's just amazing. Kristi Noem. Kristi with a K. Kristi Noem. Noem, it's pronounced. 33rd governor of South Dakota. Got into office in 2019. I mean, that's quite a little thing here going on. She's very much a push. She's all about low taxes, stopping human trafficking, high on the priority list for this guy. She's really about energy and environment. We know that because of South Dakota's just incredible turnaround since she's really kind of shaking things up down there. Way big into concealed carry, of course. Why wouldn't she be, right? Kristi Arnold was born to Ron and Corinne Arnold in Watertown, South Dakota, and raised with her siblings on the family ranch and farm in rural Hamlin County. She graduated from Hamlin High School in 1990 and won the South Dakota Snow Queen title. There you go. That's for all the beauty queens out there. Hint, hint. I know a few. She credited the experience with, listen, somebody's laughing right now, and her husband is too. She credited the experience with helping her polish her public speaking and promotional skills. So that's really, I'm serious. These things, you know, they talk about these, you know, these different run for the queen of this and the queen of that and the king, not just queens, right? But you do get a lot of what I would say the word polish is correct. You know, because, you know, I was in high schools and all this other good stuff, and I could watch the kids kind of polish their skills, especially through activities programs and things like that. where the public speaking becomes a big part of what they do. They have to self-promote. And everybody says, oh, she's just conceited, you know, the immaturity of it all. But that teaches them to fight through that barrier. It's a barrier to fight through. It's self-promotion is a difficult thing. I mean, it's something, if you think you have a message to convey, you have to self-promote. And, you know, of course, it's very difficult for some people. It's a certain skill set. But I'll tell you what, she clearly learned those skills. At least that's my opinion. She enrolled in Northern State University, and she married Byron Nome at age 20. A young married one. At 22, she left college to help run her family's ranch after her father was killed in a farm machinery accident. Nome added a hunting lodge and restaurant to the property, and all her siblings moved back to help expand the business. After her father's death, Nome stopped attending college full-time and subsequently took classes at Watertown campus and Mount Marty College in South Dakota State University and online classes from the University of South Dakota. After being elected to Congress, really, Nome continued her work, continued her education, taking online courses, receiving credits for her work as a representative, leading the Washington Post to fastidiously dub her Capitol Hill's most powerful intern. She was elected to Congress for the number of college credits she received for internships. She earned a BA in political science from South Dakota State University in 2012. Man, she has just zapped it. She was, this is another qualifier, South Dakota House of Representatives in 2006. Nome won a seat in South Dakota House of Representatives representing the 6th District, comprising Beadle. Oh, I hate it when that happens. Beadle, Clark, Coddington, Hamlin, and Kingsbury counties, but not including Watertown. In 2006, she won with 39% of the vote, and in 2008, she was reelected to a second term with a plurality of 41%. Nome served for 4 years from 2007 to 2010 and was an assistant majority leader during that time. In 2009-10, she sponsored bills to lower the age of compulsory education in South Dakota to 16, and after that, it had been raised to 18 in 2008, arguing that requiring school attendance until age 18 has not been proven to be to improve graduation rates. I would say the same thing. I really would say it's kind of cash flow for the school districts because you still get paid for the students from 16 to 18. Get it? Supporters of the higher age argue that it increases graduation rates and motivates students, blah, blah, blah. But those students otherwise would drop out. Listen, students drop out because they're uninterested in school. And oftentimes feeling much maligned and uncomfortable, they leave. Shocking. Anyway. That's just a big news story, don't you think? Wonder what Pence is going to do. I think I know. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, we're checking out the bona fides of Kristi Noem. Boy, she could be... she's a mover and a shaker, let's just face it. Let's face the reality. She comes from... stepping in and leaving college and everything after her father dies to pulling the family ranch and farm and everything else together with her family. And she gets elected to Congress. Wow. This is just an amazing little record she's got going on here. 2010, she's elected. She ran for South Dakota's at-large seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. She won the Republican primary and then, of course, won that one. 2012, she wins that one again. 2014, she wins that one again. 2016, she wins that one again and then announces that she's not going to go run again. And this is in 2018. I'm sorry, she does go in 2018. And then... apparently, she's decided she's not going to do that anymore. Let me see if I got this right. She was all over the energy thing, foreign affairs, fundraising, and no child sex trafficking, right? No. She's totally against trafficking and introduced some legislation on that. She's pro-life. She was on the Committee of Ways and Means, Subcommittee for Human Resources, Select Revenue Measures. She was on the caucus memberships of the Republican Study Committee. Congressional Arts After School Caucuses, Congressional Western Caucus, Governor of South Dakota. On November 14th, 2016, she announced that she would not seek re-election to Congress, but instead run for the governor of South Dakota. She defeated incumbent South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley in the June 5th primary and defeated Democratic nominee Billy Sutton in the general 51-47. Noem was sworn in as governor in January 5th, 2019, and she is the first woman in South Dakota in history to hold that office. Concealed carry on January 31st, Noem signed a bill into law abolishing the permit requirement to carry a concealed handgun on... yeah, I like this chick, right? Anyway, on March 20th, she signed a bill into law requiring South Dakota's state universities to promote and protect intellectual diversity. And on the same day, she signed several bills restricting abortion. It just gets better. It gets rich. So anyway, I guess she's got some thinking to do. So watch out for this one. I really believe what I've been told. This is could be the first woman... Vice President of the United States, with Donald J. Trump being the president. Imagine that. And again, could be the first woman president. She's got the credentials. Thanks for listening. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.